Hi, I'm Eva, and this is the Living Room Yoga Podcast. This class is especially for women. It's great if you're looking to conceive, or if you want to take care of your uterus, or if you just need to relax. So, to begin the class, you're going to start on the floor, hopefully on a yoga mat, if you have one. You can sit on a pillow, if that's more comfortable for you, or a block. Actually, I would recommend a pillow, I think, for what we're going to do first. So come to a pose called Baddha Konasana. You're sitting on the floor. The soles of your feet are going to be touching each other, and the knees are open out to the side. The heels can be as close to your groin as they feel comfortable. You want to feel comfortable in this shape. So right here, let your hands rest on your ankles or your shin bones, wherever they reach comfortably, and just let your eyes close. Feel yourself just sitting here, the sitting bones dropping down into the pillow, into the floor, the soles of the feet again touching each other. See if your hips feel tight or if they feel open. Just take a few moments to breathe, just feeling your spine, your legs, your mind. Just notice where you're at in this moment. And then from here, you're just going to let the body bow forward, just towards the feet a little bit. And then you're going to move around towards the right so that you start to kind of make a circle with your torso. Move towards the back. Move towards the left now, and then come forward again. So you're going to do that circle again, moving towards the right and back behind you, over to the left and forward again, around to the right, back behind you, over to the left. And come forward. If your eyes aren't closed, close them just for the next few rounds. Go at whatever pace feels good for you. You can kind of think of this as sort of snuggling yourself into the space, just feeling the air around you, letting go of whatever's around you and bringing yourself into this space of practice. Okay, whenever you're ready, you're going to go back the other direction. So moving from the right forward to the left, and then back behind you. Again to the right, forward, to the left, and back behind you. You don't need to worry about your breath too much as you're doing this, as long as you're just breathing deeply. There's really no right and wrong. This is more about just feeling good and kind of giving your bottom a little massage on the floor as you go. Again, just a couple more times. Breathing. Feeling. Moving. And then the next time the body comes forward, you're going to stay forward, and if it's comfortable, take your hands onto the floor in front of your ankles or your shin bones. It's okay to let the back round. You can let your head drop towards the feet and breathe here. If this is at all uncomfortable, you're going to scoot your feet a little further forward, moving more towards a pose called Tarasana. So let yourself fold forward and breathe into your back, breathe into your hips, and breathe into your mind, and then slowly float yourself back up so that you're just sitting up tall. From here, you're going to stretch the legs out to either side. If you're rounding your lower back with the legs straight, sit on another pillow or sit on a block. Just raise yourself up until you feel that the spine can be long. Once you're up on the block or on the pillow, you're going to lift the arms all the way up next to your ears. This is a variation of a pose called Upavista Konasana. So right here, keep stretching towards the sky with your fingertips so you feel lots of space in the sides of your waist, and lift up on the muscles of your legs so you're drawing them up towards your hips and they feel firm and strong. Take a deep breath in here, and then as you exhale, you're going to start to fold forward. You can place your hands on the floor, this time not rounding your back, but instead lifting the chest almost forward at a diagonal so the spine is long as you stretch the legs and the inner thighs. Breathe in here, and breathe out. Make sure your toes are pointed up towards the ceiling and not falling back behind you or sort of tipped in. Again, inhale. And exhale, keeping the spine long. As you breathe in, breathe space into your spine, feel it stretch. And as you exhale, maybe lower yourself down a little more. You might only be coming a couple inches forward, and that's totally fine. Again, inhaling. And exhaling. One more breath in here. And breathe out. And then inhale, lift the arms all the way up towards the sky again. And release the arms all the way down so you're just sitting up tall. From here, you're going to move the pillows out of your way and just come to lie down onto your back. So we've been doing a few forward bends, and now I just want you to stretch your spine out long. So lift the arms up next to your ears and extend the fingertips away from your feet. Just reach as long as you possibly can. And then release. And now you're going to stretch your right arm away from your left leg, so it's kind of a diagonal. Stretch as long as you possibly can in this diagonal shape. And then release. And then left arm, right leg, as long as you can. And then release. And this time interlace your fingers, push the palms away from you, flex your feet, push through your heels, and again let the body get really long. And then release. Draw your knees now in towards your chest and just squeeze them in. If you have a friend nearby, you can ask them to push onto your shin bones, and that can feel really good, kind of massaging your belly and massaging your back on the floor. Okay, when you're done with that, you're going to open the arms out wide and let the knees just tip all the way over to your right elbow. Take a few breaths into the left side of your waist, feeling the ribs expand. Feeling the shoulders open. Try to release the left shoulder down towards the floor as the knees drop into the right elbow, or towards the right elbow. If they don't make it all the way to your elbow, no big deal, don't worry. From here on your next inhale, lift the knees back to center, and then as you exhale, you're going to drop the knees over to your left elbow. This time, breathe into the right side of your waist. Let the right shoulder drop down to the floor. Feel the arms stretching out to either side. You can let the gaze either look up towards the sky or towards the ceiling or away from your right knee, whatever feels best for you. Inhale. And exhale. Again, inhale. And exhale. One more breath in. One more breath out. And then inhale the knees all the way back to center. Okay, from here, it's your choice. You can either rock yourself up to sit, if that feels good for your spine, or you can roll over onto your side and push yourself up to sit, whatever works best for you. Once you're sitting, we're going to come to a squatting pose. So it's important that you feel comfortable in this pose. You have choices. You can either sit on a block, and if it's sort of a regular size yoga block, I would say the medium height is probably what you want. So you'll be sitting on the block with your feet in a squatting position, about a little more narrow than your knees, but not super close to the block. So it's kind of, again, where you feel comfortable. If you're a really comfortable squatter and your heels drop down to the floor very easily, you can come to a squat without the block, or you can also try putting a blanket under your heels and letting the heels rest on the blanket. And that kind of helps your Achilles tendons not have to lengthen so much, and that can make the squat more comfortable. But make sure you're comfortable. If you're not, put a block under your hips. Do whatever you need to do to be comfortable. Okay, once you're squatting, you're going to take your elbows inside your knees and your hands to prayer pose. And then you're going to take that prayer pose and let it rest towards your chest. It might actually rest right on your sternum. If it doesn't touch your sternum, that's also fine. Again, let your eyes closed if they've been open. And just feel yourself in this symmetrical shape. Feel the sitting bones dropping down towards the floor, or dropping into the block. Feel the inner thighs stretching as the elbows press them out. Feel the elbows pressed in by your knees. Keep lifting the spine up towards the sky. And again, make sure you're breathing in and breathing out. Again, inhaling and exhaling. This time on your next inhale, you're going to draw the muscles of your pelvic floor in and up. So it's like a Kegel exercise. In yoga, it's called Mula Bandha. So here, as you inhale, gently lift the pelvic floor muscles up. And as you exhale, you're slowly going to let them release. If you're sitting on a block, you'll really feel them pull away from the block or drop down into the block. Again, inhaling, drawing the pelvic floor muscles up. And exhaling, letting them release. Again, inhaling, lifting up. And exhaling, releasing. Keep going just like this at your own pace. breathing in to draw up, and breathing out to let them go. If you're confused about how to find these muscles, it's like the same muscles you would use if you were peeing and you needed to stop peeing. You might have already heard that before, but it is helpful. So again, as you inhale, gently draw up, and as you exhale, let them go. Inhaling, drawing up, and exhaling, letting go. Just a few more times. Inhaling, lifting up, exhaling, releasing. Inhaling, drawing up, and exhaling, releasing. For this last time, you're going to hold. So inhale, lift up, and hold the muscles. Make sure you're breathing as you hold the muscles. Keep lifting. If this is too much, you can work up to it. Just see if you can. And then release. Let them go. Okay, reach your hands out in front of you a little bit so you have some leverage, and then you're going to lift the hips all the way up towards the sky so that you're just folding forward in a forward bend, kind of a wide-legged forward bend. Hold on to your opposite elbows and imagine tension just dripping out of your elbows down into the floor. Yeah, release the spine. Bend the knees a little if you need to. You can shake your head yes, or shake your head no, nod your head yes. Again, just releasing tension is really what we're doing. And stretching the legs since you've been squatting for a while. Okay, when you're ready, you're going to lower your hips back into the squat. Now this time you're going to take your right arm on the inside of your right knee and then take your right hand to the outside of your right foot. So you're kind of leaning your right arm into the inside of your right knee. And then you're going to open your left arm so it's kind of in line with your right reaching back behind you. So your chest is open towards the left. Stretch through the arms and lift the chest and take deep breaths into your chest. Feel the hips still dropping down into the floor. Keep pushing into the inner right knee with your right arm and stretching through the left arm. Breathing in and breathing out. Feel equal weight on both feet, even though it'll be kind of hard. You might feel more weight in your right foot, but you're trying to stay even. Breathing in, breathing out. One more breath in here. And then you're going to exhale, release your left arm all the way down. Take the left arm to the inside of your left knee. And take the left hand to the outside of your left foot. And then stretch the right arm away from your left, opening the chest towards the right. Again, breathing in here, extending through the arms. And breathing out. Again, breathing in. And breathing out. This pose is kind of a combination of a few different poses. In case you're wondering, it's partly malasana or garland pose. Again, keep breathing here and stretching. It's also partly sort of like marichasana, where you have one leg outstretched in front of you, squeezing a knee in towards the chest. Right here, this is just to open the heart. Yeah, and release the hips. One more breath. And then release the right arm back down. Take your hands out in front of you again and lift the hips up to stretch your legs. This time take your hands onto your hips, extend your spine forward, and lift yourself all the way up to stand so that you're standing tall. Interlace your fingers here and push the palms up towards the sky just like you did when you were lying on the floor, but this time upright. Variation of Urdhva Hastasana pose. Sort of a extra tall mountain pose. Keep lifting up and then release your arms all the way down next to you. From here, I'm going to have you come down onto your belly. And once you're on your belly, you're going to take your hands right underneath your armpits. You're going to tuck your chin in towards your chest so the forehead is resting on the floor, the elbows are pointing up towards the ceiling. Right here, leave your forehead on the floor and draw the shoulders onto your back so the chest is open. Yeah, and then you're going to push into the palms ever so slightly and lift the chest up off the floor, coming into Bhujangasana or Cobra pose. So the idea with these next two poses we're going to do is that basically they massage your belly, massage your uterus area. So you're going to lift the heart up and let the belly drop down into the floor. Feel the tailbone reaching back towards your heels. And again, breathe here in and breathe out. Again, inhale and exhale. One more breath in here, and then exhale, lower your chest all the way back down. Turn your head to the side and just let yourself rest. Let your whole body just melt into the floor. As you breathe, feel the lower back expanding and contracting. Okay, we're going to do that one more time. So again, tuck your chin in towards your chest. Let your forehead rest on the floor. Take the hands underneath your armpits. Push down into the palms, this time just lifting up in one motion, drawing the shoulders onto the back, lifting the heart, and taking deep breaths into your chest. In and out. Again, breathing in and breathing out. Two more breaths in and out. One more inhale and exhale. Lower yourself back down. Turn your head the other way and again rest. Really let the body just soften into the floor. Okay, this next pose is called Dhanurasana, or bow pose. So from here again, you're going to tuck your chin in towards your chest, let your forehead rest on the floor. This time you're going to bend both of your knees and reach back for your ankles with your hands. If you can't reach your ankles with your hands, you have choices. You can put a strap around your ankles and hold onto the strap with your hands. Or you can also just keep the knees bent and lift them up towards the sky without actually holding on. If this hurts your knees at all to hold onto the ankles, don't do it. Again, just let the knees, let the feet point up towards the sky and just don't hold on at all. That's completely fine as well. So right here, if you have your ankles with your hands, your forehead is still resting on the floor. The shoulders are on the back. And then on an exhale, you're going to lift the chest and your knees up off of the floor so that your arms make like the string of the bow and your body is like the wood part of the bow. As you breathe, the uterus again is massaged by the floor. If this is really easy and comfortable for you, you can rock back and forth on your belly. If it's hurting your hip bones, which it often hurts my hip bones to do this, grab a blanket and put it underneath you. You'll still get the massage and your bones won't be pushed on by the floor quite so much. If you're not holding onto your ankles, you're just going to keep lifting up, keep stretching the arms back, keep lifting the heart, keep lifting the knees. It might be a little bit more kind of physical exertion for you who are not holding onto your ankles, which is also fine. Okay, when you're ready, release yourself all the way down, turn your head again to the other side, and notice if you feel your heart beating in your belly, in your uterus area. Just imagine all the circulation and warmth moving there. Inhaling and exhaling. Breathing in and breathing out. One more breath, resting in and out. And then here you're going to again hold on to your ankles. We'll come up into bow one more time. Again, let the forehead rest on the floor so the neck stays really long as you reach back for the feet. And then on an exhale, just kind of blooming like a flower, lift the body up off of the floor. Again, if you'd like to rock back and forth, you can. If you notice that you're lifting your chest more than your legs, try to focus on lifting your legs. Or if you notice that you're lifting your legs more than your chest, try to focus on lifting the chest. Think of yourself as an even bow drawing up towards the sky, towards the sun. Again, deep breaths all the way to where you feel your body stretching, where you feel the uterus pressing into the floor. And then release again. Change the direction you're resting with your head and just let your body melt. Deep breaths into your lower back. And then from here, take your hands under your armpits and push yourself all the way back to a child's pose. Let the knees open out wide and stretch your torso inside your thighs. Reach the arms in front of you. Again, breathe here. And again, if there's somebody near you, you can ask them to push down onto your sacrum, the back of your pelvis. That can feel really good. One more breath in this position. And then you're going to draw the knees back together and lift up so that you're on your hands and your knees for cat and cow pose. So from here, you're going to inhale, lift your chest, lift your hips, and let the belly drop down towards the floor. That's the skinny Indian cow, kind of cow pose. And then as you exhale, you're going to pull the belly in towards your spine, rounding your back. Inhale again, lift the chest, lift the hips, let the belly drop down. And as you exhale, squeeze the belly in towards your spine and round your back like a Halloween cat, like a scary cat. Inhaling, lifting the heart, lifting your hips. Exhaling, squeezing the breath out, cat pose. Couple more times, inhaling, lifting up. Exhaling, rounding. Inhaling, lifting. Exhaling, rounding. Two more. Inhale and exhale. One more. Inhale and exhale, round. Bring yourself all the way back to child's pose again. This time take your arms all the way around next to your sides like they're little parentheses next to your sides. Let the forehead drop down into the floor. If it doesn't reach the floor, you can rest it on a blanket or a block. And here, really let the breath stretch your back as you release. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Okay, roll yourself up so you're sitting on your heels, and then you're going to move the heels out in front of you so you're sitting on the floor, and then you're going to lie down onto your back again. Once you're on your back, you're going to bend the knees, push down into the floor with your feet, and lift the hips up off of the floor. Once they're lifted, you're going to take that yoga block or blanket or pillow, hopefully a block, and let your pelvis rest on the block. If you don't have a block, you can use phone books, you can use a stack of books, or you can use a couple firm pillows, whatever is easiest for you, or a blanket. So right here, just let the belly relax. Let your pelvis relax. Feel the chest lifting up towards your chin. You can rock your shoulders underneath you just a little bit so your heart is lifted up a little bit higher. Imagine your body like a landscape as you rest here. The knees, from the knees to your hips, kind of like rivers dropping into that pool of the belly. And as you breathe, just really relax the belly, relax that pool. Feel the energy from that pool dropping all the way down over the rib cage, splashing to the back of your throat. Really let the head rest on the floor. Let your neck muscles relax. Breathe here. We're going to stay here just a little longer. Keep breathing. Keep focusing on this feeling of the belly as a pool. Warm and soft, released. I'm still here. You're still there. Your belly is relaxing even more. We hold a lot of tension in the belly without realizing it. Right here, just let it go. Okay, one more breath. And then lift the hips up off of the block or the blanket or the pillow, move it out of the way, and lower the hips all the way down onto the floor. From here, you're going to take the soles of the feet together, letting the knees open out to either side. If you have two yoga blocks, you can support your knees on either side with the yoga blocks, or you can put pillows under each of your knees. Or you can let the knees float in the air. I think it's better to keep them supported, but whatever works for you. Let your hands rest on this pool on your belly and breathe here. This is Supta Baddha Konasana pose, or reclined bound angle pose. Again, just let the belly soften, let the inner thighs stretch. Feel the soles of the feet touching each other and breathe. It's very simple. Inhaling. and exhaling. Just focus your breath into your hands. Inhaling and exhaling. Couple more breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Actually, more than a couple. Inhale and exhale. Breathe in and breathe out. You have nowhere else to be but right here. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. I'm just going to let you be quiet here for a few moments, but don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. Just breathe. Okay, from here you might want to use your hands to help draw the knees back together since they've been open for so long. So let the knees move in towards each other. Squeeze the knees in towards your chest. Rock from right to left on your spine. Gently. And then from here roll over onto your right side. Push yourself up to sit and just come to sit cross-legged for a moment. Just notice how your body feels sitting here. Notice how your mind feels. Send love down to your hips, down to your belly, to your chest. And then gently take the palms again together into prayer pose at your heart. Thank yourself for practicing yoga. And bow forward, bowing to the light that is within you. Namaste.